The Sea Grant Files, fresh news about fresh water.
Hi, my name is Sharon Moen, and you are listening to The Sea Grant Files. I'm filling in for the program's usual host, Jesse Schomburg. Dr. Thomas Beery, Minnesota Sea Grant's Coastal Resilience Specialist, is with me. He's recently returned to our community from Sweden. We invited Tom here to talk about a few things, like his recent article in Ambio, a journal of the human environment. We're also going to talk about an upcoming course he's leading and what he's doing back here at the University of Minnesota Duluth, the institution that awarded his master's and doctoral degrees. Welcome to the Sea Grant Files, Tom. What were you doing in Sweden?
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I spent the last 4 years as an assistant professor and also working on a postdoctoral study with the Man and Biosphere Health Research Group, which is based in Kristianstad at Kristianstad University.
Great. Well, let's start by talking about the article in Ambio. It's called Fostering Incidental Experiences of Nature Through Green Infrastructure Planning. What does green infrastructure mean?
Yeah, green infrastructure is this idea of how we strategically plan networks of natural and semi-natural areas with other environmental features. So all of this designed to and managed to deliver a wide range of ecosystem services, which simply means the services that nature provides. Services like water purification, air quality, space for recreation, climate mitigation, adaptation.
Well, what would you say is the main take-home message of the article that you have recently published?
Well, so here's the deal. Many of us who work in environmental education and related fields were really concerned that many people are getting less and less daily nature experience. In fact, in the literature of environmental education, it's even been referred to as an extinction of experience. And there are a lot of reasons for that. But in our article, we try to describe the importance of nature-rich routines in our daily lives and from multiple perspectives, including public health and environmental understanding. And we go on to explore this idea of how we design our cities, school grounds, neighborhoods with green infrastructure that may be able to invite or facilitate human nature experience and show how this is critical to human health, provides economic value, and provides many co-benefits to other species.
So you were the lead author, but there are also 8 co-authors on this article, and the case studies are from Sweden and Denmark. I want to know how different were the perspectives of your co-authors and how we can apply what you learned in Sweden and Denmark to what is happening here in Duluth.
What we're proposing in our article and what we explore in our article is not radical, and it's not sort of Euro-specific. We are simply proposing ideas that we think will assist in the design and planning of shared urban spaces all over the world. So when we think about these shared urban spaces, I'm talking about roads, sidewalks, parking lots, parks. We want to make sure that as we are making those plans and designs, that we're considering the human experience of nature. And I know that many listeners to KUMD might be thinking, well, a place like you, Duluth, Minnesota, it's so green, you know, and has all these beautiful natural resources that are very accessible. So it already, like, we've got all these great nature-rich routines, potentially here in Duluth. However, yeah, there's so many Duluthians that are traveling from one place to another in their cars, and they're really not out and experiencing nature in a meaningful way. So what is it that we can even do here in Duluth to enhance our daily pattern of getting to school or getting to work or getting the kids to daycare or whatever the case may be so that we're enriched by a nature experience? Think about what's happened on this campus here at the University of Minnesota Duluth. If you work at UMD and you decide you need to get to the post office at Mount Royal, or you forgot your lunch, so you need to get over to a restaurant, and you walk, if you walk from UMD over to Bluestone, there is a lovely trail, perfect for walking and biking, but also it's lined with rain gardens so that there's storm water retention designed into it. There's also a wide variety of biodiversity of vegetation that enhances pollinator, you know, access. So it's really a lovely space, you know, and it's nature rich.
Changing tunes a little bit here.
Yeah.
You have a course coming up that's called Adaptation Planning for Coastal Communities, and it's for recreational professionals working near ports. It's going to be October 25th and 6th right here in Duluth. Please tell our listeners a little bit about this course.
University of Minnesota Sea Grant is teaming up with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Most of us know it as NOAA. And we're hosting a really active training to promote understanding and action on climate adaptation. Now, what I mean by climate adaptation is, you know, what can we be doing to be ready for the projected impacts of climate change? What's kind of, I think, very interesting about this particular workshop is we're using outdoor recreation as a theme. So Duluth has this growing identity as an outdoor recreation mecca. All right. We recognize, you know, that outdoor recreation is really important to Duluth's economic development, environmental quality, public health well-being. You know, so capitalizing on that, we're inviting professionals, you know, like from positive youth development, planners, engineers, outdoor recreation, business leaders, community organizers, a really diverse group to come together to learn more about climate change preparedness and to consider actions we can take here in Duluth, Superior, up the North Shore. We really want to consider the question of how do we safeguard outdoor recreation infrastructure in Duluth and how outdoor recreation infrastructure may be able to safeguard other treasured resources like our homes and streets and families.
I see that has the tie with green infrastructure in it, too. So
it absolutely does.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to Dr. Tom Beery, Minnesota Sea Grant's Coastal Resilience Extension Educator. Before we wrap up this interview, Tom, I'd like to ask you, what does a Coastal Resilience Extension Educator really do?
I conduct research and outreach that is designed to support climate mitigation and adaptation efforts in Duluth, Minnesota, and really throughout the Great Lakes.
Thanks so much for being part of the Sea Grant Files. It's great to have you back in the community, and congratulations on scoring the cover of the November issue of AMBO.
Thank you. Thank you. And if anyone contacts me, I'll get him this information.
That's great. Okay. So Tom's article is already published online, and if you're interested, don't forget to register for this October 25th and 6th training to be held at the Great Lakes Aquarium here in Duluth. Tom will be presenting also on November 16th at the Allworth Institute International Lecture Series. He'll be talking about the Biosphere Reserve in Sweden. That lecture will start at 7 p.m. in the fourth floor rotunda of the Catherine Martin Library at the University of Minnesota Duluth campus. Now, this episode of the Sea Grant Files was produced by Christian Erickson, Maya Jensen, KOMD, and me, Sharon Moen. To listen to more episodes of the Sea Grant Files and to subscribe to our podcast, visit the Minnesota Sea Grant website at www.seagrant.umn.edu. You can also follow Minnesota Sea Grant on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.